And welcome to Monash Radio with the Mad Hatters. You may notice it's a little bit different this week. We have two new guests with us because Mickey is in Cambodia. We have Ryan and Jules. Say g'day.
G'day.
What's up?
And we thought maybe you guys can give us like a dating profile introduction to yourself. So tell us a little bit about yourself in that kind of style.
Take it away. Nah, long walks on the beach, sushi, back rubs, that kind of thing. So yeah.
Bit of the usual.
Yeah, a bit of a sensual touch.
That's good for your radio host.
Yeah. We're actually getting calls now, which is good.
That's the first time ever we have a live caller.
I'm a 20-year-old male who enjoys football. That's about it.
ASL?
I'm pretty much
Australian. Yeah, ASL. Male,
I guess ASL, yeah. 20, Melbourne.
Yeah.
Male.
Male is probably the most important thing.
You might want to speak into the microphone.
S is for sex, yeah.
Sex is male, yeah. Right, and I would say I've met Jules for the first time today. As we met, we went straight for the handshake. But what a lot of people do, for guys especially, you don't know whether you're going for a fist bump or the handshake or what you're doing with the guy. So
yeah, but I find with the fist bump and the handshake, it's always what trumps. Like if you go in for the handshake and someone goes in for the fist bump, do you pull out of the fist bump or do you pull out the handshake?
What always happens is like you're going for the fist bump, they're going for the handshake, and then you change at the same time, and then you change back at the same time, and then eventually you just handshake and grab their fist bump and just kind of shake the hand, and it's really awkward.
Or you just wave.
Yeah, the awkward wave. You just stand back and wave. Yeah, bow, maybe.
That'd be awkward, the wave.
We should bring back the bow. The bow. Just like hands together, bow. That's very respectful.
Just give him a curtsy, it'll be good.
Curtsy.
The worst is when you... Well, I'm probably talking about that then. I wasn't actually listening, I'll be honest. When you introduce... If someone else introduces you to another girl, do you go for the kiss on the cheek? You don't really handshake. Unless it's formal, like in a corporate setting, you don't go for the handshake with a girl. Kiss on the cheek, hug, kiss on the lips maybe. I don't know if you're...
I'd always go with a kiss on the cheek just because it's... Just make sure you got the standard maneuver just so that there's no awkward situations. Like...
And you have to go straight into it as well. You can't sort of delay and sort of sit there for that awkward moment. Yeah. And then no one knows what's going on. And you go in and they pull out and it's there.
You have to go
really
straight
awkward.
In the kiss, fine. You meet someone for the first time, kiss, hello.
But there's exceptions. Like if it's a 1950s dress party, then you bow down on the ground and you kiss their hand and just like, pleasure to meet you.
Yes.
Exactly. Weren't you saying about a friend that...
I've got a friend of mine who will... Remain nameless. He used to whenever we'd go out, a group of friends would go out to like someone's house when we were younger, like 15, 16. He'd enter the room and he's a bit of a dog. he used to selectively choose the girls who he wanted to kiss hello. Like he'd not kiss some girls hello because he thought they weren't attractive enough,
which is fair enough.
Refraining from using the word ugly on.
Well, exactly. He thought no, I'm not going to kiss that one because she's not my type. And this same person, I travelled with him overseas, and we bumped into a girl who we all knew, and he. Obviously didn't find her attractive enough or to kiss her hello. And everyone kissed her hello and he just stood back and just didn't do anything. It was just really an awkward situation. And then the reason he didn't kiss her hello, he said he was eating a hamburger. Like he had a hamburger in his mouth, so he couldn't do it. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, if he's in a group and there's someone who is good looking and someone isn't good looking, does he do like the skip, like the kiss one and then kind of just wave to the other?
There'd be like, eight girls sitting on a couch, probably two of them were acceptable enough for him, so just two of them and then skip the rest. One would be here, skip, kiss, and then skip.
Does he even acknowledge the ones? He acknowledges them. Yeah, he understands that they're there.
Yeah, you accept them being
bit of a
alive,
wave,
but nothing further than that.
The awkward wave. All right, now up first, we're going to play our first song. We've got Little Birdie with Hater. You're with the Mad Hatters on Monash Radio.
Yum.
The Mad Hatters on Monash Radio. That was Little Birdie with Ed. It was
German. And welcome back to the Mad Hatters. And that was Little Birdie with
Edu. Wow, forgot my microphone. That's what you do when Mickey is not in the studio to organize all the buttons.
Yeah, the buttons. It's very complicated. There's an on and an off button. And you missed the on button. I missed. So I wanted to talk about stupid bets that I've made.
You have quite a few.
Is a lot. I just go around making bets with people. That's like my thing. So there was this one stupid bet that I made. I was with a friend and she was up by like 30 pins in a bowling match and it was like halfway through the match. I was just mucking around trying to do spin and I kept getting gutter balls. And anyway, so I'm like, whoever wins this game, whoever wins this game, the loser has to go to a random a lane and ask to take someone random's bowl and bowl for them. And I ended up losing the game. And so there was this gay couple like next to me. And I go, oh, can I take one of your bowls? And he's like, what? And I go, oh, never mind, never mind. I just walk away like, yes, I've got out of it because I've said the question. And, you know, he didn't hear me. Sweet. That wasn't part of the deal. I don't have to actually do it. And then he calls me back and he's like, did you ask to take one of my bowls? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, yeah, go for it. And there was one pin left. He gave me like his little pink ball. And I bowled, missed the pin. And yeah, it was kind of weird. But that's my random bet.
Fair enough.
Cool story.
I remember one when I was in surfers with Max as well. Actually, we were up there watching Malcolm in the Middle. And one of our favorite TV shows is How I Met Your Mother. And there's a character, the older brother in Malcolm in the Middle. I've got no idea. James someone. No idea of his name. Looks a little bit like Neil Patrick Harris from How I Met Your Mother. The main character, or one of the main characters.
A lot like.
Sorry, a lot like him. Or a younger version of him, maybe. I had actually had a similar bet with someone earlier in the... probably about a month or so beforehand about having known... I still wasn't 100% confident, but I was fairly aware that that was true. So I think we bet, what, about $50?
$150.
Well, it started with 50, then you were confident. anyway, so yeah, turns out I won the bet and took his money, even though
he kind of hustled me.
Of course I took it.
Me for $150, his friend.
Yeah, good friend taking $150.
That's fair. I needed money. I was in surface.
Service is expensive.
It was needed.
Money. Me and Jules, we had a bet as well. You tell that one.
Well... I don't exactly remember it, so you can tell. I got reminded about it last night.
Okay, so basically, back in high school, me and Jules laughed a lot and made other people laugh a lot. And so we made a bet. We're not allowed to make anyone laugh, and we're not allowed to laugh ourselves. And if you ever laugh yourself or make someone else laugh, then you lose the bet. $2 riding on this bet, which is quite a bit of money back then. At the tuck shop, that's like a sandwich.
It was cheese and tomato sandwich. Cheese and tomato
sandwich. So we... I shake on the bet. We've just made the bet. And as we turn around, straight away, I trip over a drinking fountain, do like a massive flip right over it, flip completely over it, fall on my back. We both burst out into laughter. We lost the bet right there. So who won?
Was it a draw?
We played it again, and it wasn't really a good bet. Because it doesn't really make sense. You just lie. Oh, yeah, no, I haven't laughed. You? No, neither.
Tell a story. Tell us a story.
Yeah, well, I've got a good
into
story.
Into the mic.
Into the mic. Yeah. Hopefully you can hear me. Me and a couple of friends. Well, start off with a couple of my friends were at my place, and I was upstairs doing whatever, and walked downstairs, and they're outside, standing outside. It was summer, so it was a nice night, and they're just standing out, doing whatever, chilling out, and they hear music down the lane, down the road, and we're like, oh, let's go check what the music is, and so we go check what it is. You know, obviously you hear something, you want to go check what's happening. And we go and we check, and it's a someone set up a marquee in a...
We should just say that we're going to be laughing a lot during long story. Because we have a hand signal, which means wrap it up. And if everyone speaks for more than 10 seconds, we'll be doing the hand signal. But go on. So they see a marquee.
So we see a marquee and we see people in suits, and we decide we should go back to my place. Everyone put on suits and go to the wedding. And so we went back to my place. Everyone put on suits and we went into the wedding, and... YMCA was on, and we were all, there was like four of us, like we were like 15 or something, everyone else was like 25, 30, and so they were all looking at us like we were strange. And so a friend of mine actually during the YMCA did like a Y to like push off at someone, like he was looking at him like, who are you, and to like tell him to go away, he did like a Y like that. I don't know if that's funny for you guys.
Not really.
It was definitely funny at
was
the
this
time.
Before Wedding Crashers?
It was before Wedding Crashes. I reckon they.
So I think they based the movie maybe on you guys.
Yeah, they did. They did. And then as we left the wedding, the woman whose wedding it was, like we left it through the side, and she's like, "Oh, where are you guys going? Where are you guys going?" And we're like, "Oh yeah, we just got to go down here." She's like, "You're gonna come back. You're gonna come back, aren't you?" We're like, "Yeah, we'll come back." Yeah, it was a pretty good funny. It was a funny night.
It's hilarious.
Sounds hilarious.
So yeah, is the awkward pause when no one, we're basically trying.
There's no hand signals.
Yeah, there's no hand signals. Yeah, yeah, we rely on hand signals. Dead baby joke. Yeah,
dead baby joke number one.
Okay, what's the difference between 100 dead babies and a Porsche?
What?
There's no Porsche in my garage.
All right. We wanted to talk about cab drives and like kind of the weird things that happen with cab drives.
Yeah, but mine's not really weird. Mine's more just illegal,
which is funny as well.
Yeah, it's funny when you break the law. mine is just stories of just basically just when you're ditching from cabs. I don't know if anyone's been in the maxi cabs and you have the auto locking doors that the cabbies drive. And they're always positioned in between the passenger seat and the driver's seat where the cabbie is. And so it's just basically a little switch there.
The switch, you mean?
Yeah, the little switch that unlocks all the doors. And so it's just a simple matter of the person in the front seat doing the little flick and then trying to bail out of the cab as quickly as possible. But you always get the awkward situations when you leave and then the cabbie follows you. And
the awkward situation.
Yeah,
they're down for the money that you end up.
And you end up trying to sort of spend the night in a park, hiding under a bush, hoping that the cabbie doesn't come back. And then you have to try and rendezvous with your mates. So it's not really awkward. It's more just kind of
illegal.
Yeah, illegal and fearing for your life kind of thing.
And how much are those cab rides usually worth? $5? $10?
I would have said maybe 20. You know, but it's split between eight.
Worth it.
Yeah.
$2. Yeah. It's okay. I actually read in the paper today that a cab got used.
He's actually reading his hand.
I read that a cab got used as a getaway vehicle and the cab driver didn't realize. So the guy gets in and he's like, I just need to make a quick stop at the bank to get some cash. Goes in, robs the place, comes back with stolen money, and he's like, yeah, let's go to this destination. And then they ended up catching the guy, and cab driver had no idea that he was a getaway vehicle.
Surely when the guy's coming out with bags of cash.
And wearing a balaclava as well. You know?
Yeah. Like, machine guns in his hand, he's like, it's dress up day at the bank.
I had a story with a cab driver, which was, I was getting right home with him, as you do, talking to him about any funny stories he's had, telling me about how he's been sleeping with a married woman for however long. So the woman's obviously cheating on him, on the husband. The woman, he's then managed to get that woman pregnant, and the husband thinks that that's his baby. So the cab driver's managed to get a married woman pregnant and has no idea what the fuck to do now.
How did you get onto that conversation?
I can't remember, to be quite honest. But
I think cab drivers like talking about the weird things that happen in cabs. Like,
oh, of course they do. What else are they going to do for the cab ride home?
I don't know.
Drive.
Yeah,
pay attention. Yeah. I had a cab driver the other time.
Him, like, how's your night been? Busy night?
Yeah. But that's always a standard question. You get in a cab at night and it's like, so how's your night been?
Yeah, it's
like,
quiet.
Yeah, I know. It's a usual answer.
Or they complain, they're like, my shift finishes at 5 a.m.
Having someone else's baby.
Have you ever been in a cab that's had a crash while being in it?
No. Have you?
Nah, but a friend of mine had. He was on his way to an exam, and he had to take a cab for some reason.
Wow.
I don't know why. And then it crashed, and like supposedly got out of the exam, out of the cab, and they had a massive fight, and like,
are you serious?
He just left. My mate just left. He's like, I'm not going to wait around here. Yeah, he got to the exam.
Did he pass?
Probably didn't.
Did you have to pay? Did you have to pay for the cab?
No, he didn't have to pay for the cab. Oh, but he probably didn't pass.
Probably because he sprinted off into a park somewhere.
Yeah.
Under a bush.
And on that note, we're going to head into our second song. It's Eve's Climb Blue by Polka. You're with the Mad Hatters. And welcome back to the Mad Hatters with Monash Radio. And I've forgotten. Eve's Climb Blue with Polka.
Yes, it was.
Right on. Yeah, basically just kind of, I have a thing thrown out to everyone here. Facebook rape is something that tends to happen to me fairly regularly.
Probably a new term that's just been...
Yeah, produced. I know. Just to clarify for everyone what Facebook rape actually is. It's when
you're sitting on your laptop and you're raping someone. Or
yeah, and you actually status updates and you're tweeting. Now, it's to do with when, let's say you leave your Facebook open or you don't log out on a communal computer or something like that. And people come on, they change your status, change your display picture, even if they spam your photos and this kind of crap. So that's what we term Facebook rape. And it's happened to me quite a lot. I've had my name changed. I had a friend who they went on and logged on and changed his name to Rayon McCocklove and proceeded to message all his friends saying how much that he would want to have their children if he didn't love the cock so much and things like that. But I just wonder, like, does that happen regularly? Is that something that, like, is that I've a regular occurrence or is it just me?
Tends to cop I think it, that happens to everyone.
Cop I mean, all the time.
My friend, who's also on the first episode of this show, but I won't name him. No, I'll name him. Ashley Lim. he left his Facebook on. It's not really like bagging him. I'm just telling what I did to him. And he went out of the room for like 40 minutes. So in that entire 40 minutes, I typed in Bogdan, which is a name, if you don't realize. And
how do you spell Bogdan?
B-O-G-D-A-N. Bogdan.
Bogdan. Oh, Bogdan. I don't think I've ever actually heard of that name, Bogdan.
And I went through and I just clicked add friend to every single Bogdan I could find. I think I got a little bit over 100. And then I typed in for Bogdan for groups and for pages, made him a fan of everything to do with Bogdan. And then I print screened a page of his profile and it's just like, Ashley's a fan of Bogdan. Ashley is a fan of Bogdan. Ashley's now friends with Bogdan. Blah, 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 blah. The entire page. And then right at the top, there's a Bogdan and it says, what's your obsession with Bogdan?
Well, I remember we had one of our friends, just as a bit of a game. We basically went on and changed all of my friends, basically our statuses, to link to his Facebook's page. And we want everyone to add him as a friend. So we just sent out all his mass messages, made all our pages linking to this guy's page, get him to add as a friend. And
is this guy a bit of a loser or?
Yeah, he's a bit of a tool.
needed the friends.
Yeah, I know. He deserved a good Facebook rape. But yeah, and what we did, we sent it out there. So we had everyone like message this guy and like add him as a friend. And then he got in contact with us, was obviously our page was just covered in his photos and his display picture and stuff. And he's like, guys, what is it? We're like, oh yeah, nah, it's a virus. It's a virus. He's like, oh, that's bad, man. That's bad. And completely bought into the fact there was a virus. And he had, you know, 72 friend requests from all these randoms. wanting to be his friend, but
sorry, that just really on opens on his Facebook and has a suggestion for who his friend should be, like, you know how you get
Manu Valbu.
I know that guy. He's the Minesweeper Flags world champion.
Is it?
Yeah. I versed him in Minesweeper Flags.
Minesweeper
Flags again. MSN. I typed in Minesweeper Flag World Champion and I saw his
why?
Because I would go, you know the game Minesweeper Flags? I was really enjoying it, so I wanted to verse like someone good because I was bidding on my friends. I found the world champion. I versed him. His name's Manny Valbu and it's Oba's page is suggesting that he should add him as a friend.
Kind of random.
That just got really threw me off.
Did you beat him?
Nah, he's amazing. And he was bagging me while we're playing. He's like, can't you realize that the probability is n to the power of 2 permutations to the left? And that's why you should have chosen like this move, you idiot. And he was like French and he started insulting me, but it was really bad. He's like, your mother dick face in a ass. And you know, like, I'm like, that's not an insult. You know, you need
almost a sentence. It needs to be coherent a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, I was going to say something just before we went. I went, as you know, you went shopping recently about a week or so ago. Every single time you go shopping, there always seems to be a trolley. Every single trolley always has at least one wheel that's completely broken. Just always veers off to the side.
The dodgy wheel.
Makes you crash every single time you go there. Is that just me? Does that happen every single time?
Yeah. And people seem to get really upset when you nudge them with their trolley. I mean, you nudge them with the trolley, whatever. But it's clearly the wheel's fault. That's not like... they get really pissed off. They're like...
But I reckon the worst is when you have a lot of stuff in the trolley and try to go around corners and you, like, it's really bad turn. And so, and it kind of veers off. Yeah. And if someone's walking like or coming with a trolley the other way, you kind of back of the trolley just swings around.
Or someone's about to finish putting the last jar on and you stand
and
you smash
the other thing. Yeah.
I remember how you were saying the other day how would it be weird if you just try to start stealing things from other people's trolley? It's more like it's just a different form of display. Yeah, they're planning to buy it, but they haven't bought it, so you're not really doing anything wrong. You technically can just steal from their trolley and really piss them off.
It's like promo work, because if it's in their trolley, obviously...
Like, oh, that does look good.
Yeah, exactly. someone else is buying it. It must be good.
That reminds me of these trolley tracker pranks that I used to do. I used to... I've been prank calling since I was a little boy, and
prank called the fire department.
Yeah, you can tell that story. I don't know.
I just remember you came to our school. Max came to my school in year 7, and he was supposedly some really naughty guy. He got called the fire department, got a $1,500 fine, and
it's not remember. I got out of a $10,000 fine.
Did you get a fine? Or?
No. What? I'll tell you the story. I'll get off the Charlie Packers and go to the fire.
All right, you tell us the story.
Okay, so basically, I used to go to Sunday school, which is like the worst thing in the world. it's just like a way you can keep learning when you're not in school, yeah. And I hated it, so I'd always like do really naughty things. And there was a payphone there, so I would prank call. Would often prank call trolley trackers, which is what I was going to talk about. But anyway,
talk about it.
Well, once we'll get there. Yeah. Well, once we get the hand signals, anyway, guys. I'd prank called trolley trackers so much that they'll just instantly hang up on my phone. Like they'll just consistently hang up, and we couldn't prank call them anymore. So we had to change our number. So we're like, what number can you ring from a payphone for free? What else do you know? Oh, there's 000. So we started. I gotta say that I was very young and pretty stupid. And so we started prank calling 000, and we did a stupid prank here and there. And then we decided, oh, let's go for something really funny. How about we say that the school's on fire, and it's really, really bad. So that's exactly what I did. Then recess finished. We went back to class. We get into class. We hear sirens. My stomach drops. I'm like, oh fuck. Like, four trucks outside of school, and they run in. They knock on the door next to my class. They're like knocking really hard. They're like, who called us? Who called us? Like dead silence. And then they knock on my door, and then they come in, and I'm just like, oh no. They're like, who called us? And I slowly raise up my hand. I'm like, yeah, it was me. And it turns out there's a $10,000 fine if you prank call the fire brigade. But because I owned up to it and he was impressed with that and all of these things, he let me off the fine.
And how old were you actually? Record. 8, 9?
I would have been, I reckon, around 8 or 9. Yeah.
Well, can the fire department really fine an 8-year-old $10,000?
Like, if you're prank calling the fire brigade, yes, they can. Like,
light them on fire.
See if they can save themselves.
Yeah. Max, didn't you develop a relationship with one of the women you prank called so often?
Yeah, with Charlie Trackers. I
found out about
not an intimate relationship. Intimate emotionally. So, yeah, I used to prank call Charlie Trackers so much that I became good friends with a girl called Chantel. And I knew all about her. I knew that she was engaged to Dean, who she's now married to. She lived in Adelaide. She has a sister called Dana. She worked in Trolley Trackers. Her dream was to work in this company, blah, blah, blah. Her dad got her the job. I knew all about her. Like, I used to just call. Instead of trying to prank call anymore, I just call for a catch up and to see how she was doing and stuff like that. And then she changed companies. So one day I rang for a call just to catch up. She was gone. And I tried to get her number. I couldn't do it. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like half a magic dragon.
How is what? It like that?
How is it like that at all?
I'm Jack and she's the dragon. No, I'm the dragon and she's Drac.
I still don't get it.
Yeah. I don't get the reference.
It's very sad. Anyway, next topic.
Yeah, next topic. I don't know what. This is something. And like, we wrote. Simon's written this down on this sheet here, and it's just funny that. Literally yesterday I was talking about this with my friends. The idea, like, when you walk in, say like an escalator or confined space or something, the people who generally, if there's no one there, you're fine, you can walk up the center. But if there's someone coming down the opposite way, isn't like you just get to the left, like that's common knowledge, isn't it? Like, you just get to the left.
Yeah
But you get these people who just walk up straight, they have bags on, and they just walk up straight and don't move at all, and you're sort of left to like scratch squeeze past around the side. It's just a massive pain in the ass. That happens in like cars as well, like one-way streets. And anything, you get people who just literally
block the whole way.
Block up the whole way, and you end up driving the gutter. And just,
But with the walking, it's the worst. When you're walking the opposite direction, and they just stop, and then you both move to the left, then both move to the right, then you both stop, wait for the other person to move, then you both again go left, and then you just like...
And then you go to fist pump, and they go to handshake.
What would you say the highest number of movements that you've had? And you've got past the person.
I would have said I've gone up to close to 5, I reckon. Like, because you start from a distance and they go that little shuffle and then sort of gets closer and then really awkward, and then you sort of brush shoulders and...
I reckon I've probably got to about 7 maybe.
7?
That was just
that's a lot of moves though.
That like, was a lot of...
That's a lot of moves.
But the
like
move
is like basically dancing. To someone like, yeah, like, it's very interesting. No.
A long time, 7, I reckon.
I think my longest was 6.
Yeah.
How far away did you start the shuffling? Like, we're like 200 meters away, and you do the little shift to the right.
Get out of the way. I'm counting seven as when you both stop. So you make the movement is one, and then you both stop and wait for someone else to
move. You actually stopped as well. Like you didn't keep going. Oh,
no, you kind of stop, and then you're like, all right, take a step. Then you take stop. then you like wait for them to move, and then you both stop. You take a step back.
Yeah.
My longest one had a step back. A synchronized step back, and then a synchronized step forward.
How about when you go to kiss someone on the cheek, like the girl you meet, and then you both go the same way?
Oh,
so then
weird.
You accidentally land
and
then
on
you
the start
lips.
Hooking up and it's really awkward.
That's always good.
Unless it's the one you want to skip and then you're like
my friend, he would hate that. It never happened to him.
Alright, now we're going to head into our third song. This one is Blue Juice with Broken Leg. You're with the Mad Hatters on Monash Radio. It's not finding it. Hang on, it's coming.
Just play button.
Hi, I was just wanted to
Sorry about that. That was Ryan messing around with the thing. So we'll get back into the song. Blue Juice. So Ryan, do you want to tell us what you were just doing there? Sorry.
Okay, I thought I knew how to use a Mac, but apparently I don't. I was trying to do the...
And welcome back to the Mad Hatters on Monash Radio. We've lost one member. Jules has just walked out the door, unfortunately, so he's heading off, but we still have Ryan with us. So
me and my great Mac skills.
Your Mac skills.
Working the computer.
If you're listening on the podcast, what happened in the middle of that song, Ryan was messing around on the computer and kind of stopped the song halfway through, but it all came out for the best, I think. So.
Yeah. And added a new element to that song. Random prank call in the middle of it. So now this is a new segment that I'm doing, and it might be irregular. It might be like the only time it's ever done, depending on how it goes. Basically, the idea is I play a freelance psychic called Psychic Sam, and I just ring out people and give them free readings. And so
we are about to play.
Express Melbourne, can you please hold 1 sec?
No, I cannot.
For 30 seconds?
Alright.
Thanks.
Good bargain.
Ready. Hi, this is John.
Hi, I am Psychic Sam. I'm a freelance psychic and I was just offering free readings today. Are you interested?
No.
I'm getting a reading that you are interested, so I'm going to go ahead and continue doing it. Do you have an older brother? A G sound?
No.
Maybe a Greg?
No.
Jeffrey? Does these names mean anything to you?
No.
And how's your dog doing today?
Good.
Would you say that he's very sprightly?
No.
Well, the spirits are telling me that he is, so you're wrong.
Very good. Very good.
I have a feeling that some good news is about to come to you. Is there anything that you would be expecting?
No. A phone call?
This
psychic?
This is the good news that I'm thinking of.
Is it?
Yep. Is there anything specific to your life that you'd like to give me, like, a reading for?
No. No.
I'm getting a reading that you'd like to know an ingredient to the KFC secret recipe. Am I correct?
No, I was thinking more, enchiladas.
Enchiladas?
Yes.
This area is unclear.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cool. Alright.
Well, thanks for that. My name's Psychic Sam. You can recommend me to your friends, and usually I charge $18 a minute, but obviously this one was free.
Cool.
So just recommend me to your friends.
And they can find you on...
Just type in Psychic Sam. If you just say it quite loudly, I'll probably hear it.
Very good. Very
good. Alright, thanks for that.
Sometime.
I have a feeling that this call is ending.
Okay, cool.
Goodbye.
Have a good day. See ya.
That's pretty spot on, right? Quite a few of those readings.
Yeah.
And do you know what he said right at the end?
What did he... I missed
he had
word.
His own little reading. He said, I have a feeling we'll be speaking to each other very soon. And as it happens, we did speak to each other very soon. So as I rang him back like 5 minutes later.
I liked his enchilada comment.
Electronics Melbourne,
Dave speaking. Hi, I'm just after the man that's working there.
Yeah, there's two men that are working here.
Right.
Actually, not me, because I'm not a man.
Right.
Yeah.
I can actually sense that through the airwaves. Will you pass me on to the more portly of the two?
Yes, we'll do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry to keep you waiting. He's just actually with a customer at the moment. Do you mind holding the line, or do you want me to grab a contact number?
Right, well, he actually wanted to speak to me, so I'm not really sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. Just hold on for a tick. I'll try and attract his attention.
I'll leave you with this. Hi, this is John.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I sense that you wanted me to call back.
No, actually.
I'm usually correct about these things. Was there anything else that we didn't cover?
No. I think we got it all.
Oh, all right then.
Cool.
Sometimes the spirits can be a bit confusing. Well, thanks for that again.
No problem.
Psychic Sam out.
Later then.
Psychic Sam away.
Yeah, he seems like he didn't actually want to talk to you at all, I think. So.
Nah, he got a free reading. That well, those two calls together would have been around somewhere around $70 to $80, and he got that for free on the house.
That's good value for money.
Because Psychic Sam. So,
Psychic Sam.
Psychic.
Can Psychic Sam be a regular on our show, maybe?
I was thinking that he very well might be.
We might see an appearance from Psychic Sam again. Maybe even Psychic Ryan can make a few appearances.
Yeah, I'll list the enchilada recipe, I think.
That would make him very pleased. So we wanted to talk about our celebrity hunt, our ongoing celebrity hunt. Yes.
Which Ryan has no idea about. So we'll fill Ryan,
Ryan
in.
So what's the celebrity hunt?
Basically every week, starting from week one, we've been trying to get a celebrity on our show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we originally had it as an individual challenge to see who could pull in the best celebrity. And then we realized that got us completely retarded because no one's going to be able to get anyone. So we pulled ourselves together.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And I spoke to a token comedy agency.
Yep.
And I ended up getting the comedian Josh Thomas
to
do a comedy.
Talking about your generation.
Good News Week, mm-hmm. Rove, Comedy Festival.
Not Spicks and Specks, we found
not
out.
Spicks and Specs.
I thought he was supposed to be.
Did you make that mistake?
You invented.
Well,
he
was
there. You'll hear on the interview, which will be played next week. So
next
that's
week.
Exciting.
Yes. So, exciting.
And then we should have another celebrity the week after, another comedian.
Hopefully.
Yep.
If all goes to plan, we will have...
So that's all very exciting.
So is the plan to get bigger and bigger celebrities?
Well, we're starting off huge.
I know, you left the benchmark pretty high.
Yeah. I know. The only bigger celebrities are maybe Big Brother contestants and newsreaders or something. So
I reckon we could try Sandra. We'll get Sandra Sully in, maybe.
Sandra Sully, yeah.
Sandra Sully.
She's pretty famous. Maybe some Ray Martin. some
Ray Martin.
Classic Ray Martin.
Maybe she can read the news on our show. So.
Yeah, we should have a news segment, maybe.
That would actually be pretty cool, yeah.
So we won't actually do a celebrity interview. We'll just have her come in, read the news for us.
An odd spot or something.
All the odd spots from throughout the week.
Spot, yeah.
And also, every week we also like to promote this show. Just come up with an interesting way. You can listen to my promotion, where I just rang Subway. I'm like, you have to listen to my show. So let's have a listen.
Hello, good morning, Subway. Helene speaking.
Hi, I was just wanted to tell you about the Mad Hatter's radio show. It's a really good radio show. It's got tons of prank calls, hilarious games, some funny banter.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a really great radio show, so how does that sound?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, correct. And if you're interested, I can show you how to find it.
Okay.
Yep, so you go on, do you have iTunes?
Sorry?
Do you have iTunes? Do you know what iTunes is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you go on iTunes.
Okay.
And then in the store, you type in Mad Hatters.
Yeah.
And then you can find our podcast and download all the podcasts.
Okay.
For free.
Okay.
No cost.
Thank you.
All right. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah. Bye. My pleasure. See ya.
So that seemed to go down well. I think she was...
She's a new listener. A new yeah,
she seemed keen to...
Yeah.
Tune in.
Number one fan.
I must say, I unfortunately had a week off from promoting, so I wasn't able to do much. But
And even though this is my first time on the show, and I haven't actually listened to it before now,
You've listened to all the episodes.
I actually just got a message this morning to say, fill in.
Quick, do some research.
So yeah, I know. I just basically rushed in here. But I actually managed to do some promotions myself, which is actually quite...
In a few hours, it's pretty
good. In a few hours, I know, yeah. It's actually managed to do a bit of lecture bashing, which is good.
Oh, that's always good.
Just sort of do the whole like run in and listen to Mad Hatters and then sprint out the door again, like arms flailing.
Did you mention iTunes and just listen to Mad Hatters?
To be honest, I was a bit of a mumble. I don't think anyone actually gathered what I said.
Well, step one is kind of getting that image in their head, and step two is finding out how they can create that image into something.
I see,
marketing 101. Get the product and then work out what the hell it is later.
Yeah, exactly.
Impact marketing, that's right. Yeah.
I'd say a couple of nights ago, me and some friends went to one of our mates' place and we started playing 64.
The old school
classic,
games.
Old school games. We started
64
off,
is, of course, Nintendo 64. Old school.
Old school. You got Nintendo, just classic. What? Nintendo Classic?
Yeah, the original Nintendo.
The original Nintendo. Then you got Super Nintendo. Yeah. Then 64.
But I don't know. I still like the classic. The ones prior to 3D, like Super Nintendo's and that. I mean, they're the ones you can't beat. I'm not a big fan of the 3D.
Before Super Nintendo, the regular Nintendo, Duck Hunter.
Oh,
Duck Hunter was an awesome game with the gun you plug in.
Yeah, Sega.
Amazing.
Yeah, Sega was unreal. Yeah.
Did you guys ever play a game called Wonder Boy?
No.
That was like my Sega game. I love that game. Amazing game. Check it out if you ever get a Sega.
No.
if we go back in time, maybe.
Let's go even older. My dad got an engagement present, and it was called a Hanamex.
What?
And what it is it's just a joystick and one button. And me and my brother used to think it was like the coolest thing ever. Like, can we play the Hanamex? It's like, not until you do your homework, you know, only on Saturdays. Yeah. Like,
what games did you play?
Pong? We had Pong. You could play one player Pong or two player Pong.
You can play need golf. Two joysticks.
Golf was like, you literally just push the button and just see how the ball goes. Like, they were horrible, horrible games. But me and my brother were like crazy for Hanamex. So, going really old school.
I was going to say, with the 64, the game with the, when you have to use a joystick and go around, the fishing game in Mario Party.
Oh, yep.
As well as when...
Even games like the Olympic Games, where you have to like click the buttons really quick and those kind of ones.
I was so bad at those games.
Oh, I'm appalling.
My hands, I wouldn't be able to ride for a
week. Yeah, well, I have two massive blisters on my hand from the...
Simon is actually holding up his hands. It looks kind of like the stigmata. Like he's like literally...
Looks like a snake bite
or something. There is a big welt in the middle of his palm.
There's two. I don't know how I managed to get two welts from one motion.
Well, that's why there's been issues with the buttons. Because his hands are a bit sore.
Yeah, that's a good excuse. I'll say that.
Yeah. You take that any day.
All right, now, are we finishing off for the week?
I actually have to go because I'm actually seriously going to get a parking ticket with my car. And this is actually, I don't know, I'll touch it at the end. If anyone else drives a Mitsubishi Magna, if you lose the automatic opening thing, how do you unlock the car without like setting off all the alarms and locking down your car, which actually happened to me this morning? So... I'm in a bit of strife.
So if anyone knows, send an email to activities@monsucorfield.org.
Yeah, it's a nice plug.
or you can just go to our Mad Hatter's Facebook group.
Mad Hatter's Facebook group
which,
as well.
You're all a part of.
Yeah.
So I'd like to say thank you very much, Ryan, for being on our show this week, replacing Mickey and Jules as well, who had to leave Jules.
Is out to work right now. We probably should have told that. We just kind of like we didn't even say that he left,
and then we told him to leave. So.
I said he left. I didn't mention why. He was hating the show, so he wanted. That's right. All right. Well, to leave you, we're going to have Muscles with Ice Cream. You've been with the Mad Hatters. We'll see you next week.
See you later.